Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni up to 23 and Mpumbela a high of 24 degrees.
In Edenvale on the N3 northbound, that collision before the Modderfontein Road exit is causing exceptionally heavy traffic. I'm talking about an hour delay from the Rand Airport interchange there.
In your sport, Sundowns opt to keep the African Champions League semi-final at Loftus rather than move it. And F1 returns to China for the first time since 2019 this weekend.
We start with power problems in the capital. The Tshwane Metro could not yet be reached for an update after last night's massive fire at the Mooikloof substation. Residents say on social media they heard an explosion late last night. The cloud of orange flames could be seen for several hours. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
The Tshwane Metro says on X that the fire at the Mooikloof substation led to a trip at the Nyala in-feed station that has affected electricity supply to the Mooikloof and the Vaalbadrand supply areas. This includes a vast part of East Pretoria. Tshwane said in the early hours of this morning that a team is investigating the cause and the damage and that a further detailed update will be released as soon as more information is available. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Check out the video of that fire. You can follow us on X at Jacka News. In the Soweto area, protests causing traffic disruptions.
The intersection of Main Road and Soweto Highway in Noord-Gesag is barricaded off to traffic with burning tires and rubble.
Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kulani Fechla says the situation is calm and officers are on the scene. Expect delays in that area and motorists are urged to rather use the N17. Eskom says we are now in the longest period with no load shedding since June 2022. Today is day 22 without the implementation of this system. It's due to a lower demand for electricity, sustained generation capacity and adequate emergency reserves.
Load shedding will continue to be suspended until further notice. The last time Eskom achieved a similar milestone was in June 2022, with 20 consecutive days without load shedding.
Eskom's Daphne Mukwena says if this continues, it should also be a load shedding-free weekend. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. It's not just our nation keeping an eye on their national power grid and dealing with an energy crisis. In Ecuador, the government has ordered all public and private workers to stay at home today and tomorrow because of a major power crisis. It's been sparked by critically low water levels at hydroelectric plants. While this is as a result of environmental circumstances, the government also warns of unheard-of acts of corruption and negligence. And the story from Brazil that has the whole world talking. A woman has been arrested for trying to get a bank loan for an elderly man that she pushed in a wheelchair through the doors of the bank in Rio. Nothing out of the ordinary with that, until it became very clear for everybody to see that the elderly man in the wheelchair is dead. The woman claimed to be the man's niece and she wanted the loan of about 65,000 rand in his name. She even tried to make it look like he was signing the papers and she continued to apparently talk to him while holding his head up. Emergency services personnel confirmed in the bank that the man had already been dead for several hours.
Who is he of her?
They don't know yet. So she says she is his niece. And they did confirm he's 68. She says she's his niece. They are like, you are not, we can't find that connection.
It's
that,
not her deadbeat father. Because how would she know? You know what it reminded me of? Oh, I saw that story, Weekend at Bernie's. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Old
yes.
Classic movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the first thing. Yeah. They some of the plot.
Yeah. Only then back in the, when was this, 80s?
Yeah. Yeah. We and thought, yeah, that's ridiculous.
like she had the guy in the wheel. She was talking to him while taking his hand.
I mean, you see a movie like that, you think, who would do this?
Right. Yeah. Mm.
And then in the year 2024. The year 2024 says, here, hold my beer, watch this move. And how did they know?
What?
But I mean,